Hello and welcome to Seeking Christ's Peace on Contemplative Prayer, Talk 4A. St. Teresa on the General Nature of Prayer and More. This begins a short series on St. Teresa's teachings on prayer. Prayer is a matter of coming into living contact with Jesus. It is not just recitation and repetition. Simply going through the motions doesn't deserve the noble title of prayer. And it wouldn't lead to the union of our souls with Jesus. It was only through her living contact with Jesus that St. Teresa began to love him. Before she started praying with sincerity and devotion, St. Teresa was typically preoccupied with waiting for her allotted prayer time to end and listening for the striking of the clock. This is reassuring for those of us who find that prayer challenges our attention spans. St. Teresa actually spent more than 18 years struggling in her prayer, pulled between conversing with God and being caught up in the activities of the world. In her approach to prayer, St. Teresa shows a level-headedness and psychological insight that readily puts beginners at ease. She starts with vocal prayer, focusing on the familiar ground of the Our Father, and moves imperceptibly, painlessly into mental prayer. The novice is never quite sure when she or he has crossed the line. Teresa makes this transition seem as natural as going from dialogue into devoted silence with a loved one. She recommends disciplined attention to God our Father because it is impossible to speak to him and to the world at the same time. She also realizes, however, that this is sometimes easier said than done, assuring her followers that prayerful concentration can be very difficult during stress or illness or when our heads are tired. She advises simply praying as best they can or busying themselves with some virtuous action. She recognized the need to focus on whom we are praying to with our minds, not just our mouths. In The Interior Castle, she wrote, "If a person does not think of whom she is addressing and what she is asking for and who it is that she is asking and of whom he is asking it, I do not consider that he is praying at all, even though he be constantly moving his lips." Teresa also compares a person's relationship to Jesus with a woman's relationship to her husband. A good wife knows her husband. She understands him, cares for him, and is attentive to him. When he speaks to her, she listens, and when she speaks to him, she knows the person she's talking to. Because of their personal knowledge, their conversations have the potential to be more than mere exchanges of words. Similarly, if a soul knows Jesus, understands him, cares about him, and is attentive to him, prayer can be truly meaningful. At the root of prayer is a relationship of love. Her reasonableness is irresistible. How can we reject a teacher who assures us that there is no point in worrying about our occasional inability to pray? You mustn't weary yourself by trying to put sense into something, namely your mind, which for the moment is without any, she quips. We can ask her help to become more prayerful. St. Teresa, teach me to pray. I trust in your seasoned direction because you struggled for years with mental prayer. You can understand my insecurities and weaknesses, my habit of procrastinating. Today, right now, I am ready to pray. Do your best with me, mother my spiritual progress. Come, Holy Spirit, open the door to my interior castle. The proceeding was from various Franciscan sources on the internet. They are digestible presentations on the center of her faith and her basic teachings on the prayer path familiar to most people. Here then are some of the things offered by St. Teresa that concern us when occupied by the duties of the state of our lives or hampered by issues of health and voluntary prayer. That is, outside of one's obligations for Mass and communal celebrations of the daily liturgy of the hours. It is important to recognize, as our abilities and dispositions to pray may change day to day, we should look for the best times to pray normally and keep to them as best we can. We might be better with shorter times than longer in some seasons of our lives. We too might best somehow find a way to respond to the Spirit's personal invitations, his promptings, whenever he knocks at the doors of our hearts. Prayer, especially deeper prayer, is a gift and involves virtue, but it is also interpersonal and suited to our vocation long-term and in the moment. She is not saying give up. We are called to respond creatively to the Creator, perseveringly to eternal love. Teresa was especially focused on guiding those who entered Carmel to love God above all things in their contemplative vocation. The Mass, the liturgy hours, and 2 hours of silent prayer all every day is the basic schema of that life, aside from the various duties that keep the monastery going and the other disciplines to support the interior life. They lived like the early desert hermits together, one might say. A primary focus presumed in her advice is in the virtue of charity, Christ's love, insofar as first we receive it from him, and then we can participate in it, returning it. Her way into the depths of this is focused on her personal relationship to Jesus. He is Lord, friend, teacher, sought in all things and above all things. Her focus is like that of the great doxology of the Mass, through him, with him, and in him. He is the way, the truth, and the life, as St. John the Evangelist wrote. Jesus is to be loved with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. She is walking and talking in the age-old wisdom about love. Love seeks union with the beloved, and nothing stirs love so as much as to be loved.